到。
哦，是啊，OK，等我就不要讲话。
Hello everyone, welcome to our next level live. If you can hear us, can you type next level in the chat? Okay, today we have two very, very special guests, and today we are doing something a bit more special, and we are doing a PK style. Okay, so we got Eric, who is our property expert, versus Sean, who is our quant portfolio manager. Okay. Now, later I'll ask you guys, who are you on? Which side are you on? Are you on quant or are you on the property side? But let's welcome Sean first. Hello, can you say hi, Sean?
Hi, everyone. Okay. Well, I didn't know it's a PK style. It means that
PK,
I'm supposed to be like quite rude towards Eric, right?
Yeah, it's a competition.
Oh, competition, okay. No. Got prize or not?
Later end of the session, we will ask them like who we will take a vote lah. Then 我们看谁是 who is the winner.
Okay.
Hi, bubble tea lover.
You win already, bubble tea lover.
Bubble tea.
How you
want
create you bubble tea?
It pronounce property, so 我就放 bubble tea 哦.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Then I'm on Eric's side already. I love.
I also on his side already.
Okay, maybe we get Eric to share a little bit of what's your background and what you do with your community first lah.
Okay, so guys, you know, I'm the Hua Kui investor, so I'm in property, so I teach people how to buy property, especially buy the right one, don't buy the shit, shit property, because there are so many choices in Singapore, there are a lot of shitty properties out there, so it's good to learn the data lah, numbers lah, which I always share in the YouTube video. Especially when I do the reviews for new launch. So do take note when you want to buy your first property lah, or your second property, please take note that how to make use of your hard-earned money to grow wisely every year lah. So that's what I do for the community. Oh.
Basically to follow the Huat Kui leader.
Don't anyhow listen to many people out there lah, because they may be sincerely wrong also. Yeah.
Okay. What about Sean? Sean, you are a portfolio manager right now, and previously we used to do a lot of webinars and also education scene together, but share with us a little bit on what you do right now as a quant portfolio manager.
Just now, whatever Eric say, right, his property you turn into stocks equals to what I do lah.
Property turn into stock is what you do.
I mean, basically, I'm doing whatever he do. It's just that my vehicle is stocks. His vehicle is property.
Okay. Hey, but Sean, just to ask you, like, what got you into quant investing in the first place?
Okay, I don't know how many of you heard of quant. Actually, like, even Eric, you heard of this thing called quant or not?
没有.
Quant没有. Okay, so quant basically is quantitative. Lah, in when we study at time, quantitative means numbers, data, which is what you do. In fact, in stocks, we always look at numbers as well. Mm-hmm. It's just that I think a few years ago, something happened to the whole entire world. I'm not talking about COVID, I'm talking about ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, right, ChatGPT gave us a lot of ability to like churn numbers and analyze them even faster. So that's where I realized that not only can they analyze things faster, they can also help me automate things. So in the end, my investment process become very automated so that I can do lesser things. Then I can go property shopping.
So you get ChatGPT to look at your numbers and also to help you analyze data so that you can automate investing. Eric, can we use data to automate property investing?
Wow. maybe can, but wow, you need experience. You need some fundamentals to do that. Because you do not know what you don't know, you may thought that this is a good property, but actually it's a bad one. Then you keep on focusing on the bad property with its data, and you choose the best out of the lousy ones. So you may not be able to find the right one.
So which is worse? You choose the best out of the lousy one, or you choose the worst out of the best one?
Yeah, of course, choose the worst out of the best one.
So it says the locality, everything good, even the worst also better than the...
Yeah. Yeah, example, just a quick example. We all know that property market has been very kind to all of us for all these few years, for these many years. You'll be shocked that there are properties that are still losing money. Losing money as in you can buy a property like 3 years ago and today is cheaper than what you have bought 3 years ago.
Well,
these are lousy ones. So if you buy the good one,
I got some data. I can guess which one you're talking about.
Very easy one. My favorite place.
Oh, okay. But because mine is because actually in preparation for today, don't know whether I'm jumping the gun. So maybe I also can share a little bit about what I do in stock market, but I use property market because I think property market actually a lot more easier to understand. Hey, wait. Actually, I'm supposed to be rude, right? I'm supposed to say property not good, is it? But the truth is, I believe property is quite good. It's just that actually quite good. So, 能挑鸡蛋挑骨头, must. Okay, so I share maybe, let's see.
I share screen now
with
Hey guys, by the way, you can also ask your questions in the chat. You want to ask all the shifu and the huakui.
Can see my screen?
You mean they can type something and you can pull it up?
Yes, I can pull it up.
Oh, okay. You pull up all the nice one.
Nice one. You can see my screen. I went to this data.gov.sg. Actually, a lot of data. Singapore open data. But that's why I need to verify with Eric whether all this accurate or not.
You can just do that. Then we'll do it.
Okay. So actually, I didn't use ChatGPT. I use Claude. Use Claude. Wait, show you guys.
Claude.
So.
I don't even know you these things. I learned something new today.
Oh, Claude is just another. It's just another. I would say another kind of ChatGPT. Okay. So they help me analyze lah. Basically, what I want to know is which is the best area to buy. So what they do is right. Just show you all quickly lah. Okay. So. What they do is they pull all the data. Okay, all this coding, right? I got no idea what they're talking about. Basically, I just copy and paste. Okay, so I show you what I ask Claude, so that y'all know. So I say, where did I put? Can you code block by block? Wait for me. And then also explain to facilitate my learning. So they say, so this one, import whatever. They say block one, this right. I just copy. Then I go here, I paste. Okay, so I just copy and paste. Then they got explain. So we copy and then we download 200 over 1,000 HDB resale data.
Okay.
Which is what?
In the last years.
But what's your question?
Okay, so my question is, which is the area that's best to buy? All the data is... you talk to Eric, 5 seconds done. But this one, if your best are itchy, they will go and calculate for you all the median.
It's interesting, ma.
So I ask them to help me calculate to see break down into 8 years, 3 years, 5 years, 1 year to see a trend.
Okay.
So this is what they break down. So there are few, but of course this is an average lah. So example when you say 3 years, somehow Bukit Merah, I don't know, they say lose money. So 3 years negative CAGR. There are certain places. You see this year, I don't know, lose money. So again, data is data, but you know how to make sense of data is another thing.
Wait, you go up just now, the what?
They
say Sembawang is back. Sembawang is what?
They never say Sembawang is back. Sembawang this year, from the starting of the year until end of the year, average price went down. This year. One year CAGR. Doesn't mean bad.
Okay.
Bukit Merah 3 years CAGR went down.
So, hey, 我们看那个一年的 interesting one.
一年就是 this year. This year. I thought, okay, so I show you, this is the current situation.
Okay.
So they even got sharp ratio and maximum drawdown. Maximum drawdown means if you buy, how far will it drop? So far, the one that dropped the least is Pasir Ris. So if you want, Chun Chun Jiak Bee Hoon one is Pasir Ris.
真的吗?
Data lah, this data.
By the way,
average, this average. I know that.
Very good. But at least my input is It's not very true lah. But also based on 那个 data, 他在讲什么东西啊? Versus like they compare with 什么东西啊?
Median PSF. Median PSF.
Okay, but you see, for more in depth, median PSF for one beta, two beta, or three and four. And okay. Because if you average out the whole thing, 还是不准, because the one and two is not performing. The 3 and 4 is performing. So, yes. 如果你是 average out, 这样 也 not very 准 啦,
but
it's nice. It's interesting to know. Yeah.
No, this exactly, you know. So, actually, I wanted to actually explain this thing. Data, right? You also need to know how to dissect it and also make it. Yeah. But you see, there's a lot of free data. The free data, you can go into like one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, exactly like what I will say. So, this is a very general view. You cannot just stop as that. So, a lot of people, they just... some people they don't even look at data. They like based on gut feel, even worse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so when I look at it, I also know that something is okay. So data to a layman or for us, like some people they don't know, they see, oh wow, means that I should go for this, I should go for that. But you see, when you hear from Eric, right, he knows there's more in-depth stuff. Okay, yeah. Because there's nuances. Like I mentioned, data they don't read white paper, data they don't care about. Whether is it near MRT, not near MRT, they take general, you know. So maybe that's this particular location. By the way, they rank Hougang number one for now. High potential.
Hougang, Hammer Gang.
Interesting. But they rank Woodland number two. When I say Woodland number two, something wrong. So but it's interesting. You can drill down into details. And they say, okay, number two is because of high potential, because the price never grow for many years. That's why they say high potential. So it's how you interpret the data also. Huh?
Okay.
Why?
So anyway, yeah, this is how what I do. But because again, why I don't do it for property myself, I rather go and ask Eric, right? Because I don't know enough to even understand the data. But data can actually show some things. But I show one more thing. Another one that quite interesting one, to me, I think it's quite interesting. Is this, after that, I want to see what is the economic correlation to the property price in Singapore.
Okay.
So, I took unemployment rate, interest rate. By the way, again, all of this is from data.sg.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Wait. Hang on. Wow,
you read too many books. You will write these
things. I told you, I asked Claude. You need a certain of intelligence to ask such questions also.
I don't think so. Okay.
So
anyway, the funny thing is this. Okay. The funny thing is, right, the HDB price and the interest rate, right, is negatively correlated. Oh yeah, I showed you this.
HDB and interest rate negative.
It's negatively it's positively correlated. Means when interest rate goes up, the price also go up. A lot of people think interest rate go up. Huh?
Yeah,
correct. Is it true? Doesn't make sense, right? I thought, interest rate.
But usually how it works is, when you pay a lot on your installment, your property, people want to get back the interest that they pay. So they want to sell higher and higher and higher.
Oh,
wow. They won't sell when it's low.
So whatever installment, the interest that you pay towards your installment, later you will still get back in terms of your profits one in good times. In good times.
Okay. Hey Sean, can you use like this HDB data, right? And you compare to, let's say, stock investing data. And can you see like which one is better than another?
Oh, okay. I mean we can ask.
But again,
I want to say something. Because you know, property again, you know, this is a very blanket data. Blanket data means the whole entire, like they talk about private property price index. They are talking about everything, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, when you invest at time, especially if you talk to Eric, right, he will not tell you to, okay, now is the time to invest in property. For him, anytime is the time to invest because he knows where to zoom into the specific one.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, I'm supposed to say how lousy he is. Right?
Say bad about property.
I tell you, this guy is horrible. Very horrible. He tell you which property to buy and how to squeeze the agent. I feel reporting for my agent. My agent definitely hate him. Because he tell me how to negotiate and lowball that guy. Hey, this guy so evil. Eric, terrible. So y'all don't vote for him later. Very, very mei liang xing, this guy. Okay, no, not say mei liang xing, just kidding. But again, we can talk about, so we say, hey, is property better? Is stock better? We always talk about general market. But if you know how to pick the specific property, you know how to pick the specific stock, you have the specific strategy, it's different. You cannot just compare that. You know what I'm saying?
Someone asked, Bear is asking, should we all in stocks or all in property investment? What
we should all in. Okay, but first of all, how much you have, right? Yeah. Stop sharing.
Okay.
But the last portion, I just share with you some interesting thing. Mm. But I think the data are a bit useless one.
Why?
Okay. So there's this thing. They say that private property price, they lead the HDB property price by 1/4.
Oh.
And with very high correlation. So every time private property price goes up, you know that HDB price will go up 1/4 later. But what's the point? You cannot buy property in one quarter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. HDB, impossible. But here comes the interesting portion. So unemployment rate, right, leads the HDB price by 4/4. So you got 1 year of about the correlation is 0.46, which is considerably okay. But interest rate, right, is the one, as I mentioned, when interest rate goes up, property price also goes up. Mm-hmm. And the leads by about 1 year. So these are some indicators. Just for sharing.
Okay.
Right now, like because you know the Feds, they are cutting the interest rate, right? Which means actually property price, if we based on this quant analysis, right, which means it will go down.
So you see, if
you base on this, it will go down.
Based on general market. But if you want to zoom into specific area, specific size, all these have one. So I also got use all these. Actually, I use all this data. Now you can use all this ask ChatGPT to code. You can even choose like when is the best time of the day to buy air tickets. There are certain days, right? It is cheaper than other days one. But depends if you want to buy business class, you want to buy economy class, all different. So all these data, I realize there's a lot of free data out there. If you use this and you do analysis, you have a higher chance of getting a better bargain. That's the whole key thing. Mm. Okay, want to go back to the all-in thing?
Should we all in stocks or all into property investment? It depends. Yeah. Like Sean, what you say lah? It depends on how much you have lah. Because if you say that you have 200k cash and CPF, you can't even buy property . Not enough.
A few consideration . One is your portfolio size. The other one, I also think right is your skills level . So if you ask Warren Buffett versus you ask Lee Ka-shin, the answer is different, right? Mm. Because if you have a advantage and you know how to make money from property, why you want to go into stock, right? You know how to compound your money already. So based on skills level also. But if you feel, both also okay, and I also like both, then you can split. So actually, that's also an important factor.
Okay, because I think Singapore and other countries different. We are bound by the ABSD thing. So... husband and wife can only buy one each. So usually after when you have two properties, then you have other funds you can put into stocks. And as I always say, property, there's always, it will affect by your age. Because when you take loan, the cuter you are, the lesser loan tenor you will have. So usually you should buy as soon as possible. Whereas for stocks, you can buy anytime you want. You see opportunity, you can always buy anytime. But for property, it depends on age also.
And I think it depends on your situation lah. Because a lot of people then like for myself, when I'm actually looking at property, right? I mean, I want to buy HDB actually very hard because me and my spouse like combined income is over the HDB limit, right? So
Okay, man. It means you are fated to buy private.
Yeah, that's why. And we have another question from John. I think this one also applies to Eric as well. Where do you find good and reliable data for stocks, gold and crypto and maybe property? Sean, where do you get your data from?
In my opinion, the most reliable data is from your brokerage. Okay, because in the end, you're using your brokerage data to trade. If you go, let's say, somewhere else to buy the data and your brokerage, whatever they are using to trade is different from the data, then your analysis is wrong. So it is not, if you are using, let's say, IBK, Interactive Brokers, most of the brokerage, you have to buy data from them, correct? Like IBKR, we pay every month $10 or whatever amount. So you can extract the data from there, in case you already know. How to extract? You go to Claude, so far my favorite is Claude. But next one, I think actually the next favorite that it maybe overtake Claude is Gemini. You ask all these AI tools, say, I want to extract data from there. Help me, tell me how to do that. Then they will tell you step by step, go to this website, put in the code, then bam. Then all the data come out already. Yep.
Okay.
You can extract up to, I think 10, 20 years, if you are doing daily pricing, if it's per minute, I think for gold, I got download up to 10 years, 20 years before.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Forex also can 10 years, 20 years. But for stocks, every minute, I think can only download up to probably 2 years or 3 years. No, I got download 10 years before. You just ask the AI. It's not difficult.
The more data you have, then the better it is, right? Because you have more point of contact to check through.
Definitely. The more data you have, the more you can test different market period. Like bear market, COVID. You have to test worst case scenario. Don't always test good time. You must test during the worst case. Is your strategy still working? Can your strategy get out in time? You know? All these data are very important. Yep.
Then what about Eric? Like, where do you get your... I know you do a lot of research also for property. Where do you get your numbers from? And then whether is it like the past data, is it as important as the future going forward?
I tell you, for him, his data is... In his the primitive part of the brain
experience lah. Okay, but you can use I use Squarefoot.com.sg. I look at past transaction data, and then of course because the market is moving so fast, usually valuation is the past 6 months of data, but because market is moving so fast now, we will look at the last few weeks of transaction lah. Because sometimes good projects, there are transactions almost every week. Then we will use the latest. Oh.
I see. Wow, past few weeks actually quite that means the property is very good. You can
That means high in demand. You should buy high in demand properties. Don't buy those lousy ones. Lousy ones are those like no transactions, no demand, not popular. That's why price don't go up.
Or a lot of unprofitable transactions also.
These are some of the things to look out for. And also can look at the past performance for the past three years, or you can look at the past 2 years also can.
Well, maybe we can take the square foot data and we throw into Sean's quant analysis. Then we can see.
Yeah. Maybe don't know whether they can do anything with it.
Square foot. Okay.
Wow, a lot of data.
Can
but
try,
that one is subscription one.
Oh, square foot subscription.
Sometimes
it's good to buy premium data because that's where you will get even more better ideas imagine competition.
Any other good question?
Very quiet the chat. got some question. Let's see. Okay. I think the name very good. Got one Huat inside one.
Huat Kui would like to ask Eric, is the upcoming Pasir Ris EC launch Coaster Banana a good buy? I'll give you a tip. Huat Kui don't stay there on. That one is banana. I will review this banana next year. So do stay tuned. Don't buy there. If you buy there, you have no more friends. Your friends will hate you for buying there and they won't come for your housewarming.
Hey, Renton, we have a Buona Vista area. You see Dover Park View versus One North Eden. This one need a bit more data.
I remember Buona Vista, very limited good properties because I think Dover Park View is one of the few... if you ask me, One North Eden, which is the 比较 recent, that one is performing, but it's a small project. Park View, not very popular, but if you buy the right size, 应该还会赚钱 la. Yeah, la.
Okay. What? Talk about Buona Vista, my heart very pain.
Why?
Because my previous property used to be at Buona Vista area.
What? Oh, you have it?
Need a favorite la.
我的 favorite 是什么?
你的 favorite 是 No Mountain Park.
有买吗?
有!
Oh, yeah, oh. Oh.
对的,
but okay la. Now you know why I don't like.
Okay la, but that's why now looking for next property.
I hope you make the right choice.
But just curious to ask both of you guys, right? What attracted you guys to either quant investing or property investing? Maybe we ask Sean first. What attracted you to quant?
赚钱咯, because I mean, use lesser effort, make more money, why not?
That's the thing. It's all about I mean, when you have the skill and you can use it to multiply, why not, right?
Yeah. But Quan for me, especially when now I'm managing people's money, right, is the automation part. Because one big advantage of property investing, I really feel, right, one of the biggest advantage of property investing, right, it is, as compared to stock, is because it's less liquid. So it's like, I would imagine, let's say students attend Eric's program, or let's say then people come and learn from me, right? The thing is this, it is sometimes we say, okay, well, this is good to buy, then people can buy. Then the thing is, right, for stocks, right, if anything happen, right, they can sell the next day, they can sell the next second, which sometimes you shouldn't sell so early. But property investing, once you are committed, you have to be there in a while. And sometimes it takes a while for the true value to show. So that's the advantage of property investing. But it's therefore also important to choose the correct one. Otherwise, you will become like Rachel, kind of stuck for... Wait, okay. That she actually have a very good learning lesson for 3 years or 4 years, then before she can sell. So that's why it's very good. From the start, you do a proper analysis, enter, then don't need to carry. For the next 2-3 years, your money just grow. Whereas for stock, anything may happen the next day and you may start to doubt yourself and you can quickly get out.
Yeah.
Then when you get out, actually your analysis is correct one. It's just that because you scared in the short run, you get out, then gone. Whereas for Quan, the good thing is now it's automated. So I don't need to think of getting in, getting out. They own sell. Later you got time, I show you guys what I do. I just click a button and I go and sleep already. I don't even wait for the market to open.
Wow.
They will all automate for me. Yeah.
Wow. Solid. And I think that's really the difference between the people who invest in property, right? It's really the mindset. Because property, we are locked in for at least 4 to 5 years, right? I think Eric was cool. So the mindset of property is like, I'm in it for the long term. I can just buy, and then for the next 3, 4 years, 5 years, I can just like go to sleep and
just buy.
Then whereas
you can go to sleep inside the property some more.
I can enjoy the property also.
Exactly. So I think even for seasoned investors, it's very hard to control the emotions because it's so easy to get out, right? Like, that's how people lose money in stock investing. That's why I love watching Eric's Huat Kui channel also.
Wow, xie xie. I think Quan is interesting because let's say, I mean, many people have like 50K, 100K, they can't buy property But they still need these funds to grow, but need to put into somewhere that can multiply to the stage where they can buy property. Then Quan is good.
I thought we supposed to like trash each other.
So friendly.
You see, property, after you buy two, there's nothing you can do anymore. So in that period of while waiting for your property to make your Huat Kui bigger and bigger, if you have other funds, there's nothing else you can do. Then Quan is something that still is better, is definitely better returns than putting the money into the stupid fixed D.
Today. That's true. 对对对.
If you know how to do it, then do it.
Let's see. One more question. Shifu, how should we practice sizing in property investment?
Position sizing.
Position sizing.
Well, sorry, property not so cheap one. Can you explain what's the sizing in property investment?
Property, you cannot get it wrong. So okay, I explained to you what's position sizing. One of the key concepts is created. There's a bit of history. I don't know whether you all watch this movie called 21 or not. They play blackjack, then they use mathematics to calculate. Actually, the most important thing is, right, in stocks or in casino, in gambling, we know that there's no 100% winning one. So we have to assess what is the chance of winning. If win, how much? If lose, how much? Then based on the win-loss rate, all these calculate, we say how much we bet. Like how many percentage of my portfolio we bet. And the portfolio calculation, right, is the main thing to make you win in the stock market or the casino. But property, unless you want to buy 100 property in Africa, another 25 in Manila, you don't have much sizing. That's why you cannot really afford to be wrong in property that much. That's why you got to make sure you do it correctly.
You bang wo answer, but I want to learn. I still don't understand what is, how should we practice sizing in property investment? And you're layman term,
okay, so basically, let's say very simple. So the whole history is because this professor in mathematics, his friend tell him that casino is a scam, always win your money one, because the mathematics against you. Yeah. So the professor said, let me think of a way to break the casino. Then he realized that you know, is it called blackjack? Is it blackjack, right? 21 is blackjack, right?
21 is blackjack.
Yeah, yeah. So he said blackjack, right? He realized that when the dealer deal the card, he can calculate that, hey, after a while, right, I got advantage on. So how does he know he got advantage? Example, a lot of people got picture card, right? He know that whatever is left inside the deck don't have picture card already. Lesser picture card. So you know the next one will be lesser picture card. And he knows that, let's say I already got one picture, the next one that come out is not picture, then my chance of bursting is very low.
Oh, okay.
So he said, because my chance is bursting very low, I should bet big. Because every casino got a betting limit one, got the minimum and the maximum.
Okay.
So you must see, you want to bet more or bet lesser. Okay. So he say, I just need to decide bet more or bet less. I cannot decide on the card. But I decide, if my chance of winning is high, I bet more. If my chance of winning is low, I bet lesser. So this is called position sizing. And he got so powerful, right, that he cannot ban in the stock.
It's
called
the casino.
It's called card counting.
Okay.
So card counting, people thought it's the powerful thing. Actually, the powerful thing is position sizing, you know.
Oh, but property, don't have such thing. Property, you buy the wrong one, gone already. No need to size. I want God tree.
Okay, like, if you and your wife choose, then you see which one better chance, you put the correct name.
I have one question on IG. I read to you guys.
Okay.
Hey, but this is for me. Got people ask, Tampines West new launch, EC or condo, which one better? EC or new launch?
Tampines West.
Tampines West 就是 Counting Treasure, which is the Counting Safra, the Tampines Safra there.
Yeah.
Upcoming, there's a new launch and EC. So one is new launch, one is condo new launch, one is EC new launch. So which one is better? It depends on your it depends on how much money you have. But I think if you are starting, if you are very young, it's your first property, and your income is 15,000 to 16,000, which is near the higher tier of the cap, then you can go for EC, because good ECs can make like $1 million after waiting for 8 years, which is per year 100,000 over, which is good, ma. But that's for people who is buying their first property, lah. But if you already have a HDB, lah, EC or private property, then the next one is going for the condo already. Then you do not need to think about brand new EC. Oh. Lastly, as I always say, resale is always a good alternative to your brand new launch, lah. Because potentially resale makes more than new launch. Yeah, that's the answer. Ooh. Yeah.
Resale make more than new launch.
真的, resale 很好的. It doesn't mean new launch is the best. Resale can make more one.
Steady. Later we throw all the resale versus a new launch data into
question. Oh, maybe. Yeah. You can do that.
Okay. Next question. Oh, I think this one quite similar. What's the right size? In addition to size, what criteria should a buyer take into consideration?
I think this is stock, 还是 gold, 还是 crypto?
I think it's for property, la, if I'm not wrong.
Bubble tea, minimum 3-bedder. anyway, just buy 3-bedder, got MRT, that's the first one to start.
3-bedder, easier to sell also.
Yeah, because right now, 3-bedder is the in. Actually, 3-bedder is always the in thing. La. Even before COVID, it's always the bigger the better.
Yeah.
And the cheapest right now is like 1.3, 1.4 million, which you need about 370 to 400k down payment. Minimum.
Wow. 1.3 to 1.4. Which area is that?
We say MRT, you only got your parcel. Your just now your clock say your Pasir Ris lah. Your Australia. Australia also have Canberra area, Choa Chu Kang. I think that's 3-4 areas only. For resale, which area to buy? For new launch, which area to buy? It depends your budget lah. If your budget more than 4 million, then you buy land already. Don't need to buy condo. But if you so it depends your budget. If your budget more than 2.2 million, then if you still can get a 3-bedroom new launch, then can consider new launch. Anything below 2.2, that's why resale.
Okay.
Hey, we're all talking about condo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think talk about condo. Someone also asked, this one, Melson Lim.
Melson Lim, walao, you like your Hiron Bay, because you want to study my elite school, Serangoon Secondary School.
Oh.
why you want to take speedboat to CBD? You allergic to MRT There no MRT la. Go and buy something in MRT la.
他要做 hero, that's why 要 you want me. Okay, let's take some questions again. Yuan Chen asks, hey, Yuan Chen, hello.
Yes, hey, this is interesting. I want to learn this.
How does it help for investors when it comes to portfolio? Are you talking about portfolio sizing or?
No, actually it's a very good question. Maybe I share my screen again. I'll see whether...
you can show us what you do.
Okay, so you can see? Okay, So this is what I do lah. So we test a lot of different strategy.
Wow.
And then you can see that we will test, like when go in, when go out, when exit, everything. Test ready, then we see for the past don't know how many years. This is like your fund lah. Let's say from how much it will grow until how much, then what's the drawdown. This is very important lah, max drawdown, very, very important. Then winning percentage. So you calculate all this ready, right? The key thing is, when we talk about portfolio is, you see 93%, right? Means that, actually you see this 93% looks very good, right? You must understand means that there's 6.7% that you lose money. So you play 100 times, 6 times you may lose money. You can never show hand in this strategy one, because there are times that you will lose one. And you see, you can max loss, you see lose like 5,000 plus. You start 10,000,
I only lose 5,000. I only see 8.7 million. Eh.
Yeah. Total premium captured. Yep. This the total premium they captured, but you may win lose. So it's not all win. Then the ending capital is 400 over 1,000. If you start with 10,000. And yeah,
this one is like in what period of time? Like how
this
long?
Is from 2022 to 2025.
Oh.
This one is we use like a 1DTE strategy. Okay. It's a specific strategy. Now the important thing is you need, okay, so this is a winning, basically if you play enough time, you play 100 time, chance of you winning is very high, right?
Okay.
CAGR is a lot, ma. So like you need to have S.
You must play 100 times. You cannot play like, oh, I only want 90 times out.
Cannot. But I show you something. Something that's not good is here. Can you all see? There is the big win is in 2022 during a bear market.
Okay.
Then you see, after that, 2023 is 84%. Mm-hmm. 2024 is 82%. 2025 is 48%. This is also a symptom of what we call alpha decay. There's a certain decay already. Means that this strategy is becoming less and less effective. So if you use next year, you don't be surprised only 30%. Which is still not that bad. But that's why you cannot depend on one. Because if you depend on one, you think that, wow, this one will last me a lifetime. Mm-hmm. May not be. That's why you see every day we go and test a lot. Then after you can also create into portfolios. Create into portfolios means you take all these strategy, add up together, and see. So you say, okay, you can see we have like a few portfolios. We add up together and see whether... overall, the CAGR will increase, the drawdown will decrease. And usually, if you only have one, right, the drawdown will be quite chala one. But when you have more, just now the drawdown is how much? 6%. Okay, but we don't depend on one. We want the whole entire portfolio. So I suggest at least have 10 to 20 of these winning strategies, then divide your portfolio into 20, each one 5%. In case drawdown, okay, there's one more thing quite important, which I realize a lot of people never take note of. Here got put or not. There's one more thing I like to see also is consecutive losses.
Oh.
There are certain consecutive losses, like they will lose for 3 days, 4 days. So you must take the 3 days, 4 days. If I lose 3-4 days in a row, how much do I lose? Then maximum you lose 5%. Then you have a better way of portfolio sizing. Sorry, I don't know whether going too much. Okay.
Wow,
but this one we actually use it on. So this one is a back test. Okay, so what I do is I will test this strategy based on historical data. If historical data good, then I will ask Claude to write it into a code. All this code is not I write one. So after writing the code, I will just run it. So run. Basically, I just press one button up, then just run. Then it run already. Then run.
But just curious, how long do you need to take to... I mean, the time commitment to this is it a lot of time you need to spend researching?
Okay, so I would say that maybe every week, if you spend, but I'm doing full-time now, if every week you spend like 2-3 hours, you can find 2 or 3 good strategies. You find about 10-20 strategies, then it automate already. So you see, example, this one we just, we funded a new account. Then we put, this one is all 100% automated one. So you can see like this month make $5,000 out of 62,000. But initially, just funded only. So this one, I think, no, actually, this one, the person, this one make how much?
Hey, too cheap liao la, just 给你钱, 你 invest 就好了 la.
也是可以啦, later I send you my QR code, you just scan.
很 cheap, yeah.
Okay, okay, it is cheap, I think it is cheap, okay, maybe I take away the coding. It is, basically, once you have an idea, you just go and test. If the idea really does work throughout time, then you just automate.
Hey, but 这些东西要很多 knowledge to... The ideas consist of a lot of knowledge. Eh.
Okay, yeah. There's two portions. The general idea 不难对吗? When you got idea, you use data to test. If my this idea, I try for the past 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, does it work or not? If it works for 10 years, cannot be now I use something, don't work. That make sense?
Yeah, true,
so,
true,
but how,
true,
how
okay.
to exactly test? How to take the data? That one is the part I love it. You know why? Because a lot of people don't know how to do. And you know how to do, your advantage more than them already. No?
Yeah,
and once you know how to test, the way that you test, how do I test? Is I ask Gemini, ask for, hey, help me go and test. Tell me how to do. Then they say, this code, copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. That's all. I copy and paste only. I really copy and paste only. Then after that, I say, wow, looks good. Then I say, wow, the result looks good. Now help me automate into my interactive brokers. Then they say, okay, I'll copy and paste this code. Oh,
but where do you get the idea from?
Test,
right?
Okay. I tell you, this is quite disgusting. Actually, I share with you one 绝招, Well, this one really a 绝招, really a ultimate, ulti move. So there's one, this clock a bit disgusting. Okay, why is it disgusting? You can literally ask them, example, what, you give me a stock or you give me a something that we can trade in IBKR one. Rachel, you got any idea?
Amazon?
Okay. Help me find a trading strategy.
Okay.
等一下. For AMZN with CAGR more than 50% for past. This guy is the robot, so you stress him for past 10 years.
Wow.
With sharp ratio more than 1.5.
Okay.
Validate in Quant Connect via. Okay, this one is just a term that. This one you need to learn now, okay? It's just one word, Quant Connect via MCP directly.
你现在讲话很像 robot 了欸。
Yeah, I know. That's why no more strength left. Keep finding until you get a good result.
Sean, 你是人吗? 还是你是 AI 了?
No lah. 如果我 if I'm the AI, I don't need the AI already. So you can see this one. Okay, this one you need a bit of setup. I connect my Claude. Okay, so they will help me find out. Then they will actually connect to this. Backtesting platform called Quant Connect. So instead of I test, they own self. So example, actually, just now I show you all the tests, right? Just now, where is it? I show you all the things I test here, test there, right? Most of it is not I test one. It's I use computer to test one. I ask the computer to go and test. So now they test momentum-based. They will keep testing here and there. They will keep doing until they help me get the results.
But this you train the AI already, right?
No. It's not. This one is not I train the AI. It's just a very normal command. I just connect it to Quant Connect. Through this, okay, I just connect through Quant Connect only, that's all. So, how do I put it? I also forgot how to do it already. So, yep. there's a few platforms that allow you to connect to the AI to do. Okay, like, it's not a bit chim already, but this
chim.
I know it's chim, but I can tell you, if you don't learn, a lot of people are learning it. Then you go into the stock market, you're competing with people like me, you know. How are you gonna fight?
No need lah, 你帮他们 invest 就好了.
Thanks for promoting. Okay, so
yeah.
So, but I think okay, even if I invest for you, I think it's good for you to also learn and know what am I doing.
Don't need to learn because 你教, you say so many things, they also don't understand also.
No. So which is good lah. That's why I like to share. Then people who don't understand but they believe in it, I can provide them a service. If people who understand. And they want to know more. Actually, I can teach them. Then they can become my researcher.
No, you must attract those don't know one. Because there are more people who don't know than know.
Yeah, but it's true. Okay, so when you say, that's why you ask me, why am I not teaching that much really? I also find it's very time consuming to teach. If let's say you are not really totally interested, you just want to make money. Do something simpler. But if you are interested to make money this way, to have the advantage, then it does take effort. It really takes effort. I cannot tell you it's an easy get rich quick thing. Okay?
Yeah.
Wow, actually we have quite a lot of property questions also.
Wow, lai la.
很多人很想问 Eric,
for this whole property for investment, at which year do you sell before lease decay? There's no such thing as lease decay la. No la, okay. There's lease decay when it's maybe more than 25 years, but you can try to buy those brand new condos, brand new ones in shit area. You lose money immediately. So what is lease decay? Today, I mean, good ones continue to perform, lousy one continue to be shit lah. So choose the good one lah. So of course, if you have a choice, try to buy below 10 years old. Then if you say, ha, 很贵啊, 很贵, 就买旧一点, ha, Eric, 很旧, then 不要买, no, try to buy newer lah. Try to buy newer, yes.
New is always better, is it?
No. But it still comes down to budget, ma. So remember just now I said that with a minimum of 2.2 million, then you can try new launch because the aim is to get a 3-beta. So everyone, the aim is to buy a minimum a 3-beta size. Not one, not two, but a 3. So it depends how much you have. Unfortunately, for brand new, because it's new, cheapest is 2.2, at least 2 million one. So if your budget is, but a lot of people's sweet spot is below 2 million, then resale property. And you can get less than 10 years old, 10, less than 12, yeah. Then just go and buy.
Okay. Another question also for Eric.
Chompa.
Now, Chompa. Once 3 years is up, or wait for TOP.
Okay, first rule, never sell before TOP because you will fetch a better price after TOP. Okay, so that's rule number one. Rule number two, you only sell if you can buy something bigger. So example, if you sell your Chompa at 5 million, then if you only sell 5 million if you can buy something like 6, 7 million. Or if you only sell something at 2.5, if you can buy something at 2.8, 3 million, 3.5, then you sell. If not, you keep. But if you are holding on to a 1 and 2, you don't keep, you sell immediately and buy a 3-beta. Very easy, man.
Yeah, or you can go and ask Eric. The number is here.
Don't need lah. This kind of question is simple.
Okay. One question for Sean. I think quite a number of people also asked this question just now. As a new beginner investor, how to start quant investing?
Hey, I answer for you lah. You cannot be beginner. You need to be hardcore like Sean, then you can invest. So if you are not as hardcore, just give Sean all your money. Tell him, please help me grow my money. 就可以了. Today.
Okay, I think it is, I wouldn't say I'm the best, because there are a lot of places that you can also invest your money. So I also want to keep things simple. Actually, I share with you all know what's backtesting or not. So example, you don't know what's backtesting. Means that, actually you do a lot of backtesting, Eric. It's just that in your mind, you don't call it backtesting.
Oh, okay.
You know that certain example, you know that certain location, wow. You buy there, you will keep making money. You buy 10 years ago, you'll make money. You know all this, right? This is called backtesting already, right?
Okay.
This is called like using past data. This strategy, does it work?
Bye-bye.
So one simple way, if you don't like, now it's a lot easier because the AI can help you to do coding. And coding makes it a lot faster. Otherwise, the olden times day, like 10, 20 years ago, when I start learning trading, investing, they will ask me, I learn technical indicator. Then they say, okay, every time this one cross this one, you buy. Every time this one cross this one, you sell. So I will take the chart one by one, click, 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 click. Okay, this one I buy. This one I sell. I use the past data. So I go and calculate, if I buy, sell, how much do I make? How much do I lose? But now using computer, five seconds can analyze 20 years of data. That's the thing.
But yeah. you have answer the question. How to start?
So one by one, go and click. Really, one by one, go and click. So there's few ways to start. You want to start if you really hate coding for some reason, you can one by one, go and click. If you don't mind learning a bit of, actually, I didn't learn coding. I just learned how to talk to. I go back to my screen. Just now I show you. I asked the clock, right? I show you. They come back with some results already. But they are okay. You can help me share the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
wow.
Do you know how to write this one? This one very cheap, man.
Very cheap, lah.
you just say, hey, help me find a strategy that makes me 50% per year.
Okay.
That's all right.
Then
you just need to copy and paste this, lah. Just need to copy and paste. You want him to backtest, ma?
Oh, okay.
Help me find and then confirm that this data works, man. Then they'll go and find. You see, I only type one sentence, they are still working for me, you know? They haven't stopped. They already find one with 19%. Then I say, hey, don't want, I want 50%. But if you don't mind 19%, then not bad, la. Right?
Wow.
Then they say, hey, not good enough. Let me try more. They continue to work. They work until tomorrow you wake up, then you see, whether they can find or not.
So
sometimes
cool.
Cannot find one, Wow, in the end, they say, hey, the best I can find for you is 48%. Can or not? Then you okay lah. You steady lah.
Okay. Yeah. So if let's say they found something that you want, then what's the next step? 去买啊.
The next step, I will just click automate lah. That's all. Okay.
Link to the brokerage and...
Okay. Actually, that's very, very simple. Yeah. So example, this one.
Walao,
they help me find all this, right? Then okay, then I just click trade lah. Let's see, trade live lah. That's all. that's it lah. You just keep trade live, then they help you trade lah. Then you will put okay, help me trade $5,000. That's it lah.
明白. Okay, this one I know.
Okay. But this one obviously I also want to make it simple, but I don't want to make it too simple until like in the end you also don't know exactly what's happening, ma. Okay. So behind all these
idea really.
Actually coding is just a computer language. You imagine I use this. It is not, I hope it's not offensive or anything. Imagine you have a friend who is very, very good in trading, but they only know Japanese. You don't know how to speak Japanese, ma? So you use AI to say, hey, help me type in Japanese, help me go and code, help me go and trade all this. So now the computer is like a different language. You just need to tell the AI, tell the computer to do this. That only.
Okay.
Wow. It's like you have an employee working for you 24/7.
Yeah. And you mean the AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I buy the most expensive one. So it's about $150 per month.
Hey, but Sean, can people just come to you and say, hey, 我有100,000, 帮我invest?
Yeah. I do have a license fund. And maybe next time I tell you all more about it. Today, yeah. Because I do need to explain it in a certain way. Okay.
Oh, okay. 明白. Okay, hi gurus, for capital of say 1 million, property investment or coin, give a high ROI. Wait, 1 million 是钱啊, 还是 budget?
Cash.
1 million. Can do both already, right?
Then you like come, Queen, come. You got $1 million fund. 可以赚多少钱?
What's your horizon? What's your horizon?
Let's see. Maybe. Okay, we compare property. We say 4 years, because the holding period is 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. I mean you use quant. Actually 1 million is not too much yet. So for quant, it is still usable. And for quant, there are results like 50%, 100%, which is doable. But again, there will be drawdown. But if let's say you talk about 30, 50 million, then one will be a bit harder. But 1 million is okay for quant to grow at, let's say, 30, 50%. It's not impossible.
30, 50% for 4 years?
Okay, just now someone asked, what is CAGR? Compounded annual growth rate. Every year grow by 30, 50%. Is possible.
Wow, 很多 eh.
很多
property 可以 fight 吗? Eric.
Property, but there's leverage or property.
Yeah. But even for, okay. If we talk about condo, 1 mil can't really buy land. I think with maximum loan 1 mil, you can only buy 3.5, there are 3.6 million only. So, but usually at a 3.5, 3.6 million, property price, they make around 300,000. 有没有这样多? 300. 250 to 300,000 per year.
Per year.
Mm. Per year. So 4 years, if you say conservatively,
can double your money.
Double lah. 50%
double your money.
Double only. Conservatively lah.
Yep.
Mm.
So actually, 两个都不错啦.
No, but I tell you, the difficult thing about quant trading is people can sell anytime. Mm. So,
no lah, put that noir 4 years.
People won't noir one, that's the issue. So even my robot, I can tell you, even I got give some of like my close people, my robot, they go and run. They run around, then they see the robot, they scared, they go and turn off. Then you're not supposed to turn off. Because the thing is this, you must understand, for quant trading, I don't like to use this example, but it's the best example, I feel. We are like the casino. So casino will make money or not?
Confirm.
Given time, actually will make money given time. But there's also some cases where one guy come in then pull jackpot and win, right? Then when pull jackpot win, did you see the casino people cry?
No.
They didn't. They pop champagne and clap and take photo and say, hey, come back next time, right?
Yeah.
Because they know that it is part and parcel of the game. Yep. But then quant trading, right? So in the stock market, same thing. There's no sure win one. It's just that the probability, given time, given huge numbers, we will win. But if the people kena those like, people come in pull jackpot, then they lost, then they scared, then they turn off, I shut down my casino, I don't want to play already. once you stop playing, you lose one. You cannot make back the money already.
Understand.
So that's the main thing, lah. Huh? The house always win in the long run, given a large numbers. Okay, not every time. If the house always win every game, nobody will come in. Right?
Huh? Okay.
Interesting. Oh, we have a lot of questions. One question is, do you have data to make your statement that the resale is better than new launch? Wow, this one
I just did a video. My sister, I asked my sister-in-law to buy a property 3 years ago at 1.8. She just sold today, 3 years later, and she made 600. So where can you find 1.8 million new launch back then and you make 600? There's only two transactions that made more than 600. That is Pasir Ris 8. That means out of the hundreds of new launches for the past 3 years, there isn't one that made more than 600 with the budget of 1.8 million. So can I say that resale has a potentially higher chance of you making money? Which is true.
Definitely.
Okay. Hey, go watch my video lah. I got share what?
Go and watch Eric's video.
Yeah. This one. Walao, I do so many video for you. Free one you don't watch. This one. 600. Well, I do so many video.
Every week got new video. That's why I cannot catch up
with it. Too many videos. Yeah.
This one, my sister. Sorry. See? Yeah. My sister sold her bubble tea. This one, go watch. My sister sold her bubble tea. This video. Still bubble tea question. When you talk about resale more profitable, will new TOP or subsale units be considered? Possible, but usually more than 2-3 years old one. The if you talk about those brand new just going to TOP, they may not make as much.
Okay.
They still good ones still make, but they don't make as good as those older properties.
This one I know what's your answer.
Yes, please answer for me. Anything with the panjang, don't buy la.
Okay. Oh, this one questions for Sean. Any website that we can meddle to test quant trading? Or any affiliate link?
Website, actually. to meddle with a sim, okay, actually you do TradingView lor.
TradingView
lor, yeah lor. Use TradingView, I think it's the easiest lah. Since I suspect most of people know TradingView, right? Yeah lor.
For investors, yes lah.
Yeah lor. So you TradingView, I guess you use that, you can learn a lot of things lah. Actually, there's a lot of information there. Use TradingView. Wow, do you want me to do demo? Later people say very cheap again. So no lah, but it's really not as cheap once you overcome it. And once you overcome it, you realize you have huge advantage over a lot of people. So, if you go TradingView, there's this thing called Pine Editor. Then you can do a lot of quant trading inside.
And use Pine Script to...
Pine Script, use Pine Script. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, someone say, Eric Chu is my AI.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
oh, Mahendra! Hey, this guy make a lot of money. Okay, I'm very happy for you. Thank you. But at least... Yeah. These are people who have made it. I'm happy you took my advice. Thank you. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'm also one of them who asked Eric then. That time they do have ChatGPT. So I asked Eric then, better than ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm living in the property that Eric told me to buy. So I'm an obedient guy, so I just do it.
Just listen to what Eric said.
Yeah.
And the good thing is property you must keep, cannot sell.
Yeah.
That's why it continue to grow.
I don't feel like selling also.
Yeah, I think someone asked an interesting question also. How can I learn quant? Is it quant connect or quant in general?
Hey, Mahendra, you got a lot of money. Don't learn. Just give him all your money. Ask him to double and multiply the money for you.
No, actually learn. Learn is good. You won't get dementia if you learn that. Because actually, you need to practice the brain also.
Actually, we do have a event that's upcoming in 10th of January. It's called Invest 360. My team actually can put up the QR code for a session. And I think both Sean and also Eric are going to be speaking during this Invest 360. So you guys can go and take out your handphones right now to scan the QR code so that you can listen from both the Huat Gui and also the Quan.
10 Gen. 10 Gen.
Yeah, 10 Gen. 10th of January, and you guys can also ask more questions and learn more about Quant and learn more about property from these two gurus and two shifus.
Yeah, because today is just a chatting session. On 10th of January, it'll be more systematic. So for those who are interested to say learn about Quant in a more systematic way, today I'm just sharing. So maybe I didn't start from step by step. It may seem like, wow, don't know where to start, right? On 10th Jan, I'll give you resources to get started. Okay?
That's great.
Exactly. So, wow, I think someone also say, Lionel, 1 year, 3 months ago, after Eric and Sean's live session, I upgraded my property and made $100,000. Wow.
This Lionel is that Lionel that we know?
Yeah, our Lionel.
Hey, hello, Lionel. Where got 100? It's more than 100, eh.
Lionel.
Hey, wow. So, hey, I did your quant analysis on the resale versus new launch already. You want to see?
Hey, come.
Hey, this one I don't know too. No, so you verify.
Come.
Okay. I share. So maybe it's
what do you ask?
What did I ask? I show you first. You share the screen. Okay. So what I ask is my friend, very da pao, say that sure the new launch. Anyway, this is what I ask. Okay, so I ask, wait. I show you what I ask. Then you'll see. So basically, I asked this, if I want to test if resale make more money or new launch make more money, how to test. Right, you see, this all I ask only. Then basically, they give me the thing to copy and paste, fetch property price data by region. Then they do all these things. They work with available data. They mention that they don't have the complete data. But anyway, this is the result I show you. So they after draw all the data.
Oh, chim, yeah.
I also don't know. I can tell you I don't understand what it means also.
Okay.
Residential landed, non-landed, I also don't know. But this is their analysis, Okay. They are just analyzing. So they mentioned, but I never asked from when to when.
Okay.
But anyway, their key thing is here. They say the finding is this. They say that normal market resale win. Because the 15% premium for new launch is too high to recover most of the time.
Okay.
Then during crash and bear market, a new launch maybe can win. Okay. So again, we don't know the time period. Investment implication by resale, if you expect prices to rise, which is normal. So for basically typical normal scenario, resale has a better chance of winning. Resale typically win. Okay. So Eric is right. Normal market, normal market, bull market, all resale win. I thought can spoil
normal, is it normal market resale win bull market resale win crash market new launch win
I don't know why okay, maybe only that year
I don't know. But overall still resale safer lah.
So just now people ask got data or not, is it got 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, all resale win, based on data. So you all can go and test it yourself. And how to test? Ask the AI how to test. That's all. Not as if I'm an expert, okay? And he didn't pay me to do this. Okay.
And disclaimer, but got disclaimer again. You buy shit resale property, you lose immediately also. So please do your own due diligence.
I think Sean, next time we can ask your quant strategies and all to go and the AI go and watch all of Eric Chu's video.
Can. Hey, y'all should do that. Just now someone asked, can use AI to, I think, model after Eric's brain or not. Just take all the YouTube, got the transcript, right? Just copy and paste, all throw into a project.
Okay.
AI is called project. Then the project is called Eric Chu. Then after that, you say, based on all the YouTube, should I buy this particular combo? Condo? You fought already. They will use all the fuck thing also.
Yes. Lingo. Okay. I wish everyone fought.
Hey, just to ask both of you guys also, like in terms of the outlook for 2026, right? What do you guys think the property market or the stock market is gonna be like? Maybe you ask Eric first.
Yeah, same answer for the past many years long. Buy right one, continue to make buy the wrong one, continue to lose And because the holding period right now is 4 years, you better buy the right one. If not, you lao bak sai sia.
For 1 more year.
Yeah. So so back to just now, Sean did the data thing. Resale is a good choice. That's why I say with lower funds, with lower limited funds, go for resale lah. Don't think about, it's so old. Wow, come on. Old one sometimes makes more than new ones. So what? It's all about making money. Whether you put your money in property lah, stocks lah, animal coin whichever you make money, that's good.
Animal coin. Small
coin, small corgi coin, just put anywhere. The whole thing is about making money. So if you choose, so don't care whether the property is old, as long as the property is good, I don't care whether it's old, if it performs, it performs.
Don't spend too much to renovate. Don't spend too much to renovate.
Track record ones. Yeah. Like what Sean just now said, I cannot be these 10 years keep making money. Then after that, I go in, I lose money. 不可能嘛. Good ones continue to perform. Bad ones just don't buy. Don't touch.
True. What about Sean? What's your outlook for 2026?
Okay, so I share with you most of every single bank, Bank of America, JP Morgan, every single bank, their outlook for 2026 is bullish.
Mm. Wow.
No, that's not my outlook. That's the bank's outlook. For me, because my quant strategy, I don't really bother. Because my quant strategy, your saw ma actually crash the stock market, actually make even more money.
Mm.
2022. So up, down, left, right, I already input if the market go bear, do what, go bull, do what. So it's a little bit more like if raining, I bring umbrella lah. If sunny, I shine my begin to dry my laundry lah. That's it. So my robot will do accordingly. That's the thing.
Oh, I got one more tip for you. I think after Chinese New Year, property market will shoot up again. So usually if you, for those people who are ready to buy like now, you better buy before Chinese New Year.
Wow. Very, very gun.
I mean, it's only for those people who are ready now.
Go
now,
to your neighbor
now,
and
now.
Say, hey, sell me. Sell me.
Then these 2 months, you, what now you do, just can buy.
Hey, why after Chinese New Year it will shoot up?
Okay, usually this period of time festive ma, make it noir ma, restarting for the year. Then after that, when I think after Chinese New Year, where everyone like wow, 没别要回去做工 then property market 就开始飞哦. Mm. Now is
I go and test whether is it true that after Chinese New Year the price go up?
Yeah.
Then I'll send to you all then during the 10th of January we show everybody.
Hey, that's good. Yeah. That's a good one.
Do the Chinese New Year. Yeah. But then by then we will have about 1 month to go and buy a property before.
yeah. Got time.
Okay. Let me see if we have any more questions. Maybe we take some last few questions. Just now we lagged for a moment, is it? Oh, okay. Sky82. I think I know who this person is. Do you need experience to learn quant? Any specific equipment needed?
God, you just need money.
computer.
Just need money.
The computer because needs certain specs or not to run your quant strategy?
Frankly speaking, the better spec you have, the less time you spend. Actually, it doesn't take a lot of time. It's just that if it's faster, you feel happier. You know, sometimes you click, then you have to wait for 5 seconds. A bit sian, right? Just like you watch YouTube, then suddenly got irritating YouTube apps come out. You need to keep. Very sian. So, okay, I'm just joking because we always do that. Then if your computer faster, then less laggy. But if it's within 3 years to 5 years, it's okay. You don't need super good computer to get started. But when you become very, very steady, you want a better computer, then you can upgrade. Just a computer and then internet. And that's actually about it. And the brokerage, that's all.
Okay.
On the 10th, I'll share more. Okay, so you're on resources. What is needed to get started? How to get started? Okay, 10 our thanks. Wow. Because actually I haven't prepared much. So at least I know what to prepare now. Yeah. Well, you use that to cover my face. Never mind.
We are coming to the end of today's session, right? Maybe anything we can look forward to on your Invest 360 session in terms of like for property or for quant, what should they like anticipate for your session? Okay, I put the QR code again. Then Sean, you must put your camera higher.
I like that. Okay.
Sean, any anything they should look forward to?
Okay, I mean for those who are interested to use a scientific way to invest in the stock market and then automate it eventually, I'll be sharing how to do that, the whole entire methodology, and I'll also be giving away some resources to get you guys started. Okay. So see you on the 10th.
My one easy lah. I give you my brain lah. I tell you what to do, you just do lah.
Give you the brain.
Like example, we talk about maybe you can talk about budget lah, area lah. There be maybe some updated news that I have compiled recently.
How to chase my neighbor away? wait. Scully, the neighbor watching. I'm just kidding. I love you, neighbor.
Yes. So guys, so please come for the 10th of Jan. Then this period of time, you just know lah. Now it's festive. I wish everyone Happy New Year.
Yeah, we just finished Christmas.
Yes.
Now we're going to go and relax and go other countries and...
other countries? Oh.
Thanks everyone for tuning in, man.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks everybody. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, our Hua Kui, Eric as well. So we'll see you guys on the 10th of January, where we'll be sharing with multiple speakers of different asset classes, and they will be telling you guys how they make money in 2026. So make sure you guys tune in, and also to scan the QR code and you can join us and register for the link below. Okay, I'll see you guys. Bye, Sean and Eric.
Okay, bye. Good night, guys.
Bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.